Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It's nice to have you back, Shauna.
Yes, thank you for having me back.
It's weird to do this show by yourself. Because there's so much talking, there's so much room for content and stuff, and then when it's just me, it's like, all right, here's what I think about some things, and you're going to sit there and listen to it.
I'm not looking forward to you not being here. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like it's going to be a lot. It's just like, no.
There's no one to, like, push back. There's nobody. It's a completely different thing to talk to yourself for four hours than it is to...
Feels like it would be a real weird. Because there's just, a lot more room for talk than our past show doing it by yourself, so...
We could try to take our holidays together.
I know.
Then we wouldn't be... In that situation,
I'd be down with that. You think our boss would be? He's listening to this right now, probably yelling at the podcast.
No!
What is the most recognizable voice in the world? I got onto this debate over the weekend. And I mean, I feel like down the line, this sounds ridiculous, but like Siri might be up there because people really know Susan Bennett is her name, but that voice really resonates with people.
How many iPhones have been sold?
That's a good question.
That would be the start of getting to your answer.
Right.
Like if they've sold like 100 million iPhones, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah. And then I was thinking maybe James Earl Jones, but only his Darth Vader voice. Like that's really distinct, but I don't think I'd know James Earl Jones if I just heard him on his own.
Oh, I would.
Would you?
Yeah. Have you seen The Sandlot? So he played the blind guy whose yard they hit the ball into, who owned Hercules, the big dog.
That's really funny because, I was listening to an interview with him and I was like, it's not quite as distinct. I mean, obviously, Darth Vader has it because of,
right.
That whole voice thing, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Star Wars was such a global phenomenon. I'm trying to think globally.
Yes. And that's the thing. You could say, like, within North America, but that would be different than globally.
Right.
It would have to be somebody who's big in Asia.
Well, I'm thinking, like, a lot of Catholics would recognize the Pope's voice, and there are a billion Catholics.
Okay.
So that's... You can make an argument for that as well.
Okay. I never even thought that way. Now you're opening up the floodgates here.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pope would be a big one.
Like, you're on the right track with Siri, I think. I don't think it's going to be an American actor.
No. That makes sense.
You know, maybe even like Obama's voice is very distinct, I think. Trump's voice is very distinct. Like, you'd pick those two out anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, the president is big all over the world, right?
Right.
Is recognizable all over the world.
So maybe one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What about an older president even?
Like Bush?
Yeah, but I guess younger people probably wouldn't know that voice as much as someone older, so that kind of rolls out those people.
Who else? Is there anybody else we're missing?
Like the Queen, but not...
The Queen, yeah. I can't even really hear her voice.
No, it sounds like this.
Oh, dearie me.
I mean, very recognizable, but really it's our Queen voices that really resonate, not her.
She's more famous for her image.
Yes. Yes, and her little wave thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, 238X929, if we're missing any obvious ones, we'd like to hear that.
I know. No.
I thought of another one. Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Right? Because Stephen Hawking he's been in the public eye for 30, 40 years now, and he's used that synthetic voice, and that voice has become his voice.
You're absolutely right.
Right, and when you hear that, I think it's even like a generic voice on the Mac.
Yeah.
You want to use your speech function.
But you think of him.
You think of Stephen Hawking,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's a good one, too.
I heard you guys talking about old ex-presidents, and I have to throw Bill Clinton in there.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, going back even further.
Yeah.
Because if you ever downloaded music off Livewire, there is a very good possibility you downloaded a clip that said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm thinking Morgan Freeman, Leonard Nimoy, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson.
I'm thinking maybe Michael Jackson out of the ones that you listed.
Yeah, Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson would be the two that I would recognize right away anywhere in the world.
Right, and they were global stars.
Or even Elvis Presley.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Because I was going to say I would exclude singing voices because I was thinking more people who, when you met on the street and you heard their voice, you'd be like, oh my God. But as you said, Michael Jackson's voice would be that recognizable.
Hey, everybody.
Too.
Yeah. That one?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
What's your name?
Ian.
This is probably a screamer. It's caught in the dark. What about Hitler's voice?
Oh, man.
you gotta think quite a few people could recognize him screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, and only screaming. I don't. I can't even hear his voice speaking normally.
No.
No, but in the same vein, Churchill.
Yeah.
But that rules out the younger generations, I think.
That's true.
There's probably, I mean, obviously in history class and stuff, you try and revisit this, but you wouldn't have it drilled into your mind what these people sound like, perhaps, right?
I don't know. Like, how many videos are there of Hitler?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Netflix and all the rest of it, you got to think that they would recognize that. Plus, obviously, history class, right?
Yeah. And this was pre-TV, too, so the voice was all you had to go by.
Right.
That's like, right.
It was radio.
And never saw him speak in public.
And like, how many people would have heard that Churchill speech where he's like, "We will fight on the beaches."
Yeah.
We will like that.
Yeah.
That's a
big one.
I like the way you're thinking. What's your name?
Justin. You guys touched on the Pope, but did you ever think about God? I mean, Morgan Freeman's voice is pretty recognizable.
You're talking about the Bruce Almighty series?
Well, sure. He's been God a few times, hasn't he? I also thought of a few more. There's Richard Attenborough. We only know him for his voice.
David Attenborough?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You didn't really quite get the first or last name correctly, but I mean, we know where you're going.
You know, I've been listening to all the suggestions everybody's coming in with today, but nobody's saying Homer Simpson.
Wow.
That's a great one.
Wow. How did we miss that one?
Yeah.
I mean, it's arguably the biggest TV show of all time. Not even just cartoons, but TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got his English voice, and I'm sure he's got a different voice when he's speaking Spanish as well, too, right? So either way, it's all Homer Simpson.
Right, and they would, even then, I'm sure that they would try to match the voice actor to the American one, right?
Pretty close, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a real contender, and in a completely different line of thought than everybody else is going.
Yeah, everybody's going to real people, but you guys started out with some movie characters, you know, like Darth Vader's voice and all that. Yes, it's a real person, but going into the TV and movie realm, you get a lot of viewership around the world, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You're thinking outside of the box, good sir. We're thinking inside it. This is good.
What's your name?
Greg. Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah, Mel Blanc. You don't know who Mel Blanc is?
I don't know if I do.
He did, like, all the voices for the Bugs Bunny
cartoon. Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Probably, I guess, he's a Mexican guy, so his actual voice would probably be something similar to Speedy Gonzalez.
Interesting. And it's, I mean, regardless, all the characters he's voicing, it's still him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, all of them. Like, he did literally all of them through the Twilight, or when Bugs Bunny was in his prime there.
What a talented dude.
No kidding.
Unbelievable. Yeah, one guy to do all your voiceovers, that's unbelievable.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So that was only like a fifth of the calls that we got. Your topic really sparked some interest there, Shauna.
Everybody wanted to have their say on the most recognizable voice.
I got curious and I looked up what the Simpsons do sound like when they're translated.
Yeah.
Será un canal de segunda, pero los Simpsons salen en la tele.
That's Homer in Spanish.
Whoa.
Hola, Gnemer.
German. Japanese.
Crazy.
So the voice isn't really there, hey?
Well, it's funny because you have to, even the way different cultures speak and that type of thing, you have to meld with that, right? So, yeah, it's weird to see how he transforms over cultures.
So maybe he isn't the most famous then if his voice has been altered.
It's true.
X92.9.
Fashion alert.
The shoulder pad is back. Do you remember the shoulder pads from way back in, when was that, the 90s?
Late 80s, early 90s, like women that would wear shoulder pads under their jackets,
like,
and their
the
blouses.
Big puffy, yes, this is women with shoulder pads. And yeah, they were really big and puffy on your shoulders. And yeah, apparently it's returned back. I remember my mom having a shoulder pad dress.
Like, and there's actual shoulder pads stuffed in there, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Like, it's a big chunk of padding there. It looks a little weird, but it's back. So
there's a lot of that fashion coming back from the late 80s, early 90s, and it's kind of a shame, I think, because I mean, like, the 90s gave us some good things, some good music, but the fashion and the hair and the vehicles can all stay there, please. Terrible.
I know. I don't know why we're going back to that nightmare, but we are. So
you just don't get it, I guess. You just don't get fashion.
It's
genre.
True.
Oh yes, everyone will be wearing them this fashion season. The shoulder pad.
Oh, yes, it's a fashionable clothing item and a safety feature as well. If someone throws something at you, shield with your shoulder and you'll be protected.
Yes, the linebacker look. Quite strong and intimidating, yes.
The whoops, I have a hanger stuck in the back of my dress look. Yes.
If you've always dreamed of being a rectangle, now it can be achieved.
Your shoulders are so straight, you look like the letter T. You walk around and people can spell things with you.
Did you just shoplift a sheet of plywood from Home Depot? How daring.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So it was Boobs' wedding over the weekend, which was why I was away.
Yes.
Boobs again, because of her reasons. That's her name. As the maid of honor, though, I was trying to help Boobs in all the ways that I could. Of course, I had to be the person to help her go to the washroom in her wedding dress and all of that kind of thing. And I had to be in charge of her dress to make sure everything looked nice and everything as we walked down. And there was an issue. And it was that her boobs would not stay in the dress. So I don't know what happened between when she was trying it on and it all seemed to fit well and the wedding day, but her boobs were escaping. They would not stay in. And here me and all the maids of honor, or sorry, the other bridesmaids are brainstorming. We're bra-instorming, as I like to say, about things to do to try and strap them in or how we were going to keep them contained.
Well, it sounds like they got excited. They got worked up for the big day.
They did. They really did. So we're like, do we bungee cord them? Do we tape them and just contain them? Like, it was quite the ordeal, Beckler. And I thought of you the whole time. I was like, of course, during Boobs' wedding, this would happen.
Yeah. What do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
I've met Boobs, and I saw some of the pictures from her wedding, and I could see how that would be quite the problem.
Strap them in, you know.
Yeah. I would have just given them a stern talking to. Listen here, you two. We've put a lot of work and money into this day. You're going to behave yourselves, okay? You can wait in the car.
Settle down.
Settle down.
You two of you need to settle down. All right. Actually, take a quick time out in the corner. It was.
I would have talked to them just like I talked to my son, Bo. We're going to go home if you don't behave yourself here.
I wish we had you there to help with the catastrophe, okay?
The catastrophe.
X92.9.
Over the weekend, I was in my wife's hometown, and my brother-in-law pointed out this one guy who drove by and said, so that guy used to weigh 450 pounds.
Whoa.
And then he had that stomach surgery where you get that band put in or whatever, he lost like over 200 pounds.
Crazy.
I was like, that is crazy. That guy probably saved his life by doing that.
Yeah,
but
good for him.
He said the reason he got so big is that he bought a deep fryer and he put it in his garage. And like most nights of the week, the boys would be over there just deep frying whatever they could. And it just ran away from this guy.
Well, to be honest, I think everybody, that's a dream right there. Just seeing what you could deep fry. What else can we try? Let's try the double chocolate ice cream too.
Yeah, and he ended up getting up to 450
Holy
pounds because
crap.
Of it.
That's really funny.
I could see that happening though. You know, if you, like for me, when I lived in Edmonton, I lived really close to a Pizza Hut buffet. That wasn't good for me. It was dangerous knowing that was sitting there and it was only $12 or whatever, whenever I wanted to go. That was dangerous.
It's like our boss said that when he lived in Winnipeg, he gained a bunch of weight because everybody drinks Slurpees there. It's just the thing. There's really good Slurpees. Everybody always drinks them.
That's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
And he's not the first person who's told me that either. Like everybody I know who lived in Winnipeg at one point gained a bunch of weight because of the Slurpees. I don't know what it is about them.
And it's the coldest place ever. So you think, why would the Slurpee be so popular?
I don't know.
It's like a hot weather drink to me. And
it's true. Hmm. It's true. Maybe the colder it is, the...
I guess so.
It helps. It helps get warmer.
Or if you had a friend who worked at a fast food place or something, was always bringing that home. That could really get away from you. Mm-hmm. I always think that, too, about Bernard Calabot, the chocolate guy. Have you ever had his chocolates?
Yes. Unbelievable.
They're amazing. They're incredible.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So in my mind, and I've never seen him, Bernard Calabot is this... Like, he looks like Swedish Chef to me, right?
Yes!
He's this huge guy with a big mustache and a chef's outfit on.
Yes!
He's like, oh, I love the chocolate! And he keeps eating all the orders before they go out.
Yes! What is it? He's the kid who becomes the blueberry in Willy Wonka.
Yes,
that's what he's
Veruca
keeps
Salt.
Eating. Yeah. And then starts rolling down the street like, oh, I've had too much.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one who's pictured this before. They come back. Bernard, is that wedding order ready to go? Oh, my God. Oh, I've done it again. Oh, I ate all the chocolate. Oh.
Bernard, come back.
Shame on me.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shauna just returned from Toronto.
Yeah, I went to the Leafs home opener, which was pretty exciting. I've never been to a home opener before. I am a Leafs fan. I'm from Toronto. So I went and the prices made me think of you, Beckler.
What was your ticket?
Well, my ticket was $161, but I got face value tickets, which is super rare. But they were 300 levels for 161 face value. So,
oh man, that's expensive. What does it cost to sit down low at a Leafs game?
A lot. I know that the tickets that were being resold for 100 levels were, you know, $500 or $600 American, I think, a piece. So,
for a regular season hockey game, that's insane.
Yeah,
that is insane.
But then I went, of course, to get beer, as one does at a hockey game, and I went and it was $36 for two beer.
Are you kidding? $18 a beer?
Well, it was $17 a beer, and then I got a decorative cup, which cost a few extra dollars as well. So it was $17. But I went back to the seat, and I was like, well, it's too late now. I mean, obviously, I'm going to drink beer, whatever the price. And I went back to my seat and turned to my boyfriend. I was like, it's $17 a beer. And he goes, oh, that's a great deal. The popcorn was $15. And I was like, Each beer was $17. And it was just like, holy jeez.
Yeah, if I ordered a beer and they're like $17, I would have said, no, I just meant one. just the one beer, please. $17 for a beer. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's the new high for me, because when I went to a Jays playoff game, it was $16 a beer, or maybe $15. And I remember thinking that was outrageous. And then this time I was like, here we go.
So we are just a couple years away from the $20 beer.
Absolutely. In fact, there, if you got a craft beer and a specialty cup, guaranteed it was over $20.
Oh, this wasn't even a premium beer?
No. It was a mid-range beer. It was a Creemore, which is a craftier beer than a Budweiser. But Budweiser tall cans were $16.50, so I was like, you might as well pay the extra 50 cents for.
And what would you pay at the store for that same beer if you bought it from a liquor store? Like $1.25, $1.50?
Yep.
Okay, so the markup is huge.
Substantial.
That hurts me physically, Shauna. You know how cheap I am?
I actually, when I paid for this beer, my alarm bells went off for you. Like, my cheap Husky alarms went off thinking of you. In fact, there were a couple guys in Rider jerseys behind me, and I was about to yell up, like, are you going to be okay?
I can feel like a tightening in my chest right now as you're telling me this. Like, a $17 beer. And you know, I get paying for experiences, and I get that when you go out, it's going to cost more money than if you stayed home and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that is insane.
I know.
That is just, you're being robbed.
Mm-hmm. I know. And to be honest, because the Leafs wound up winning, it was a little better. If they had lost...
Oh, then you would have been angry.
And spend that much money on all that. Well, it would just add salt to the wound, right? It's like, not only did they lose, this was a $500 evening, okay?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Man, those are the beer prices we could look forward to here if we get a new arena eventually, right? It's inevitable.
Yep.
It's the march upwards.
Yeah, it's going up. It's creeping. It's creeping into that $20 range right now.
I got to go relax here. I'm pretty worked up.
Breathe.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today.
I feel pretty good, Beckler, because it feels like I woke up later today because of the time change. I was in Toronto, so it's 2 hours later. So it actually felt like I woke up at 6 this morning instead of 4.
Right, but if you went the other way, getting up at 4 o'clock our time would be 2 o'clock Toronto, right?
It would be the worst.
When does the time change happen? When do we shift into daylight savings?
November 5th is when that happens.
And we lose an hour? I still don't understand it. I'm from Saskatchewan.
We're going to lose an hour, yeah. So it's going to feel like it's 3 a.m. for a little bit instead of 4, which...
That'll be a tough week.
Well, on Friday when I left my house in the morning, my neighbors were still partying from the night before. So I was walking, getting into my car to go to work, and it reeked of weed in the hallways, and they were like laughing. And
but it'll get lighter earlier on our show, is that correct? But then it'll seem dark later at night, I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it. You're getting this time change thing after, what, 3 years, 4 years?
Disregard all this.
You've been listening to the BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS and 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.